Title: Auditioning Breaks in Tempo Context Intermediate. All right, let's level up a workflow that instantly makes drum and bass writing faster. Auditioning breaks in the actual tempo and feel of your track. Not as random browser previews, not at the break's original BPM, and definitely not by imagining what it'll sound like at 174. Because in DNB, the break isn't just a loop, it's a groove engine. And the quickest way to stay creative is to hear every break candidate lock to your grid, your swing, your bass, and your drum bus vibe, right now. Here's what we're building: a dedicated break audition track inside Ableton Live. It's basically a tiny rig. You drag breaks in, they play in tempo, they're gain staged, lightly shaped, and easy to compare. Then when something wins, you slice it to a drum rack and start writing with it like an instrument. Step 0. Set the scene. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a super solid DNB default. Anywhere around 170 to 176 works, but pick one and commit for the session so your ears calibrate. Now give yourself a reference grid. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack. Load a clean kick and snare. They can be placeholders. Program a basic two-step. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Keep it simple. You're not trying to write the drums yet. You're building a measuring stick so every break gets judged against something consistent. Then loop 8 bars in arrangement view. 8 bars is long enough to feel the break's roll and ghost notes without getting stuck in endless auditioning. If you only listen to one bar, you'll miss how the groove breathes. Now step 1. Build the dedicated break audition track. Create a new audio track and name it Break Audition. All caps if you want it to pop. This track is going to be your break playground. Now drop a small chain of stock devices on it, in this order. First, utility. Start with the gain at minus 6 dB. Breaks come in all over the place, and if you don't tame the level early, every device after it reacts differently and your comparisons become meaningless. Minus 6 is a great safe start. Next, EQ 8. Put a high pass around 30 to 40 Hz. You're cleaning rumble, not removing punch. Optional move here: if the break is boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Don't overdo it. We're shaping for auditioning, not mixing the entire track. Then drum bus. This is where you get that DNB punch quickly. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, depending on the break. Crunch at 0 to 10. Turn boom off most of the time, because your sub and your kick will handle low-end weight. Boom can make breaks feel impressive solo but messy in the track. If you want more snap, push transients up somewhere around plus 5 to plus 20. After that, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not squashing the break, you're just knitting it together a touch so you can hear how it might sit in a rolling tune. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then add auto filter. Set it to low pass. This is your quick energy control knob. It's insanely useful for testing. Does the break still feel good when it's filtered for an intro? Does it open up cleanly for a drop? Teacher tip: if you use an audio effect rack, you can map the filter cutoff, drum bus transients, a bit of drive, and the glue threshold to macros. That turns auditioning into quick gestures instead of clicking around devices. Now, extra coach move that helps a lot: normalize audition loudness so you don't pick the loudest loop. Put a limiter at the very end of the break audition chain. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Then pull the track fader down so the limiter only barely ticks, like 0 to 1 dB of reduction on peaks. The goal isn't to slam it. The goal is to stop louder loops from tricking you into thinking they're better. Now you're choosing groove and tone, not volume. Step 2. Tell Ableton how you want to warp breaks. Go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn on Auto Warp Long Samples. Short samples is optional, but for break hunting it can be helpful. Then set your default warp mode. For DNB breaks, start with Beats mode. Beats mode is your punch and snap setting. In the clip, beats should usually be set to preserve transients, and the envelope can sit around 0 to 20. Lower envelope is tighter and snappier. Higher gets a bit more smeary. If a break is messy and you want it to gel into a smoother loop, you can try Complex or Complex Pro, but be careful. It can soften transients and you'll lose that crack that makes jungle and DNB feel alive. Rule of thumb: beats first, then only go complex if you have a clear reason. Step 3. Audition breaks in true tempo context. You've got two main methods, and you should know both. Method A is the fastest. Drag straight into arrangement. Find your breaks in the browser. Use the headphone preview just to eliminate obvious nope choices. Then drag a break onto the break audition track at bar 1. Make sure warp is on. Turn loop on, and set the loop to 1 or 2 bars. Teacher note: lots of classic breaks are 1 bar, but two bars often reveals the real magic. The ghost notes and tiny accent conversations tend to show up in bar 2. If you only loop one bar, you might pick the break that's obvious instead of the one that rolls hardest. Press play, and now you're hearing it at 174, against your kick and snare grid, in the actual pocket of your tune. Method B is the A/B machine. Use session view. Drag multiple breaks into different clip slots on break audition. Set global quantization to one bar, so every switch happens cleanly on the bar line. Now you can launch clips while the groove plays and compare breaks without stopping playback. This is huge because stopping to audition kills momentum. Session view keeps you in writing mode while you test options. Advanced coach trick. Use follow actions. Set each clip to follow to next every 4 or 8 bars. Now Ableton cycles through break options hands-free while you tweak bass or write synth stabs. You'll quickly notice which breaks survive real writing, and which ones only sound cool when you're focusing on them. Also, give every break a fair shot. Pre-roll a context bar before judging. Many breaks feel wrong on the first bar because your ear hasn't locked into their internal accent pattern. Let each candidate play at least 2 full cycles. For a 2-bar loop, that's 4 bars minimum before you decide. Step 4. Warp like a D&B producer. Tight, not robotic. When a break doesn't hit right at 174, it's almost always the downbeat and warp markers. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Find the true downbeat, usually the first kick transient. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Now check alignment. Do the main snares land cleanly where you expect, like 2 and 4 relative to your grid? If the groove drifts, don't panic and don't warp every single hit. That's how you kill swing. Use the transient anchor method. Place warp markers only on major anchors. The first kick, the main snare hits, and any obvious flam that clashes with your programmed snare. Then listen. If the hats and ghosts feel alive, you're done. The goal is tight enough to drive the tune, but human enough to roll. Step 5. Make auditioning actually useful by comparing to your drum boss. A break can sound incredible solo and completely ruin your mix. So do quick reality checks. Put your main drum elements into a drum boss group, or at least keep them nearby. Then compare. Check low-end conflict. Mute your kick briefly. Does the break have a huge thud that's going to fight your sub and kick later? If yes, you might need more high pass, or it might just not be the right break for this tune. Check snare relationship. Does the break snare complement your main snare, or does it smear the transient and make it feel smaller? If it smears, it might still work, but you'll need a plan. EQ dips, transient shaping, or sidechain control. Check hat density. Is it adding roll, or is it just sand in the top end? Quick tool. Drop spectrum after EQ 8 on the audition chain. Just a glance can confirm if the break is crowding that 80 to 200 HC zone where mud lives. Optional 15-second fix if the break is too crispy. In EQ 8, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz, then a gentle shelf down around 12 to 16 kHz. You keep presence, but lose that brittle fizz that fights rides and shakers. Also, gain staging reminder. Clip gain is your friend. Before you even touch utility, you can level the clip itself so drum bus and glue react consistently across different breaks. Consistency is what makes A/B decisions reliable. Now step 6. When a break wins, slice it to a drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Create 1 slice per transient, and choose the built-in drum rack preset. Now your break is playable. You can reprogram the groove, layer clean one-shots under it, rearrange hits into a heavier roll, or build fills fast. Classic D&B move. Use the sliced break in different rolls. Verses can be tighter and filtered. Drops can be full bandwidth plus extra layers. Fills can be little re-triggers and edits, like a snare drag or a chopped MN moment. If you want darker jungle tension, try pitching a couple slices down by 2 to 5 semitones and pepper them as fills. It's a quick way to add menace without adding new samples. 2 more advanced workflow ideas, because these are game changers. First, hot swap mindset for clips. If a break is almost right, duplicate the clip with Command or Control D and make 1 change per duplicate. One version has a tighter beats envelope. One has more transients. One has a slightly different warp mode. Stack 3 to 5 variants. Now you're choosing between smart options, not starting over every time. Second, 2-track auditioning. Dry versus mix ready. Make a break audition DIY track that's basically utility and a high pass. Then a break audition MIX track with your full chain. This helps you answer 2 different questions. Is the source inherently good? And can I make it sit in my track? Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Set the project to 174 BPM. Loop 8 bars with your kick and snare, and add a simple respace note if you want, even a placeholder. Load 10 breaks into session view clip slots on break audition. For each one, confirm warp is on, beats mode, preserve transients, and set the loop to 2 bars. Let each break play for 8 bars, then switch on the next bar using 1 bar global quantization. Pick 2 winners, one is your main groove, one is a contrast or variation. Then slice the main winner to drum rock and program a 1 bar fill at the end of bar 8. That's it. Recap the core idea. Auditioning breaks properly in DNB means in tempo, in context, in loop. Build a dedicated break audition track with a neutral but punchy chain. Use beats warp mode first to keep energy and transients. A slash B in session view with 1 bar quantization so you never stop the vibe. And once a break wins, slice it and start raiding with it immediately. If you tell me what substyle you're making, like rollers, jungle, dance floor, or neuro, I can suggest a more specific audition chain and warp approach that fits that sound.